Chapter 3. Seven Dwarves. Seven little dwarves lived in the cottage. They worked in the mountains, digging and searching for gold. When they came home that night, they saw at once that all was not right. They looked at the table and said,
"Who has been sitting on our chairs? Who has been eating off our plates? Who has been drinking our wine?"
Then they looked around and said,
"Who has been lying on our beds?"
But the smallest dwarf saw Snowdrop. He called all his brothers to come and see her. The dwarves cried out with surprise when they looked at her. The oldest dwarf said,
"My goodness, what a beautiful child she is!"
They were very glad to see her and took care not to wake her. The smallest dwarf slept an hour with each of the other dwarves in turn until morning came. In the morning, Snowdrop told them all her story. The dwarves said that if she would cook and wash for them, she could stay there. They said they would take good care of her. Then they went out to their work, looking for gold and silver in the mountains. Snowdrop was left at home alone. Before they went, the dwarves warned her,
"The queen will soon find out where you are. Take care and let no one in."
Of course, the queen now believed that she must be the most beautiful lady in the land. She went to her mirror and said,
"Magic mirror, tell me true. Of the ladies in the land, who is fairest? Tell me who."
And the mirror answered,
"You, O queen, are the fairest in this land. But over the hills, in the deep green wood, where the seven dwarves' house stood, there Snowdrop hides, working and cleaning too. And she is more beautiful, queen, than you."